the Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Mark.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
Jesus said to the Pharisees, "But from the beginning of creation, God made them male and female. For this reason, a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh." So they are no longer two, but one flesh. "What therefore God has joined together, let no man put asunder." And they were bringing children to him, and he might touch them. And his disciples rebuked them. But when Jesus saw it, he was indignant, and said to them, "Let the children come to me. Do not hinder them, for to such belongs the kingdom of God. Truly I say unto you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God like a child shall not enter." And he took them in his arms and blessed them, laying his hands upon them.
The Gospel of the Lord. Probably be my shortest sermon. I want to make it long because Ori is here. It's an honor for me to be here. Oh, the sad time and a joyful time. Today I thought of your grandma and grandpa. How many years ago is they came to Fairbanks for Harry and Walt's wedding. The scriptures tell us no one has ever seen God. No one. And yet we know that God is love. How do we know that? Who passed that down to us? Our grandmothers and grandfathers as Native people didn't know how to read or write. So how do they know that this is God's love? The reason they know is because they lived it. Everything on this earth was God to them. Everything, every living thing, even the rocks, they picked it up. Our old grandma would look at it and say, "Oh, this will make a good stone to file my clawbots to cut fish." And your grandfather did the same. It was a living thing to them, to help them sustain life. That's how we know God. Our grandfathers and our grandmothers told us about God. And through all that, we found out about the Son, Jesus Christ, who gave up his life for us so that we too can have life. So each one of you here can have life. I think that's a wonderful gift from our ancestors. It also tells us the two become one. Today, they're being firmed up more so that you too become one. That means you don't have a mind of your own. Whenever you want to run out, you grab your jacket. Oh, I forgot I was married. other people, to the other person in your life. That doesn't mean you become a controller. It just means that you pay attention to what's happening around you. I have to make decisions because people are in my life where we have a relationship now. And you're going to have to think of those things. And talk about a fruitful vine. Both of you need to become that fruitful vine for one another. It's not going to be easy. You're going to find out there are going to be roadblocks in your life. Things will come up. Your husband may have to go back way overseas and say, you can't say, what for? And tears rolling down your eyes. And she may say, I want to live here forever because this is my home. How are you going to handle that? I think he's a very brave man to come over here and learn about the Athabascan culture. I think we just about scared him to death. You ever see that movie in my Italian wedding? Athabascan wedding. And you're going to work things out. And I pray your life is long in this marriage. Long. And only you can do that. Only you can make those decisions of what you want to do in this marriage. So, if you have problems with them, send it to me. Today, we ask your blessings on both of you and with all your ancestors, with all your grandmas, your grandpas, all those that are not living today are actually here with you. Amen.
Amen.
And I just want to add this. Stephen, if she gives you cover under the knee. In the name of God.
In the name of God.
I, Stephen, thank you, Sarah.
I, Stephen, thank you, Sarah.
To be my wife.
To be my wife.
To have and to hold.
To have and to hold.
From this day forward.
From this day forward.
For better or for worse.
For better or for worse.
For richer or poorer.
For richer or poorer.
In sickness and in health.
In sickness and in health.
To love and to cherish.
To love and to cherish.
Until we are parted by death.
Until we are parted by death.
This is my solemn vow.
This is my solemn vow.
Della. In the name of God, I, Sarah.
In the name of God, I, Sarah.
Thank you, Stephen, to be my husband. Thank you, Stephen.
Thank you, Stephen, to be blessed.
To have and to hold.
To have and to hold.
From this day forward.
From this day forward.
For better, for worse.
For better, for worse.
For richer, for poorer.
For richer, for poorer.
In sickness and in health.
In sickness and in health.
To love and to cherish.
To love and to cherish.
Until we are parted by death.
Until we are parted by death.
This is my solemn vow.
This is my solemn vow.
Is that ready? Bless, O Lord, these rings to be a sign of the vows by which this man, Stephen Obed, and this woman, Sarah Sherry, have bound themselves to each other as one. One in Christ, one in God the Father, and through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Now that Stephen and Sarah have given themselves to each other by solemn vows, to be joined with hands in the giving and receiving of rings, I pronounce that they are husband and wife, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Now those whom God has joined together, don't you dare ever try to put this couple asunder. In Jesus' name, amen. Prayers.
Eternal God, creator and preserver of all life, author of salvation and giver of all grace, look with favor upon the world you have made and for which your Son gave his life, and especially upon this man and this woman whom you make one flesh and holy matrimony. Amen.
Amen.
Give them wisdom and devotion in the ordering of their common life, that each may be to the other a strength in need, a counselor in perplexity, a comfort in sorrow, and a companion in joy.
Amen. Grant that their wills may be so knit together in your will and their spirit in your spirit, that they may grow in love and peace with you and one another all the days of their life. Amen.
Give them grace when they hurt each other to recognize and acknowledge their fault and to seek each other's forgiveness and yours. Amen.
Make their lives together a sign of Christ's love to the sinful and broken world, that unity may overcome estrangement, forgiveness heal guilt, and joy comfort despair. Amen.
Bestow on them, if it is your will, the gift and heritage of children, and the grace to bring them up to know you, to love you, and to serve you. Amen.
Amen. Give them such fulfillment to their mutual affection that they may reach out in love and concern for others. Amen.
Grant that all married persons who have witnessed these vows to find their lives strengthened.
Amen.
Grant that the bonds of our common humanity by which all your children are united, one to another, and the living to the dead, may be so transformed by your grace that your will may be done on earth as it is in heaven. For our Father, with your Son and the Holy Spirit, you live and reign in perfect unity, now and forever. Amen.
Amen.
Let us pray in the words as our Savior hath taught us. Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
This is my brother Edward, and we've played together for a long time. And we're going to do two short songs for you.
First one written by a woman named Kate Wolf, her wedding friend of hers, called Give Yourself to Love.
Kind friends all gathered round, something I will say. Let us spend the together here, blessed is for today. Love has made a circle, drawn a small sign. For strangers are like gravity, and loneliness can find. You must give yourself to love, if love is what you're after. Open up your heart to the tears and the laughter. Give yourself to love. Give yourself to love from the text of chorus. You must give yourself to love. Love is what you have. Open up your heart. Open up your heart. Like the sea.
congregation, please stand. At this point in the service, we bring God's blessing into this marriage and between this man and this woman. Most gracious God, we give you thanks for your tender love in sending Jesus Christ to come among us, to be born of a human mother, and to make the way of the cross to be the way of life. We thank you also for consecrating the union of man and woman in his name. By the power of your Holy Spirit, pour out the abundance of your blessing upon Stephen and Sarah. Defend them from every enemy. Lead them into all peace. Let their love for each other be a seal upon their hearts, a mantle about their shoulders, and a crown upon their foreheads. Bless them in their work and in their companionship, and their sleeping and in their waking, and their joys and in their sorrows, and their life and in their death. Finally, in your mercy, bring them to that table where your saints feast forever in your heavenly home. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who with you and the Holy Spirit lives and reigns, one God, forever and ever. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, bless, preserve, and keep you both. The Lord mercifully with his favor look upon you and fill you with all spiritual benediction and grace, that you may faithfully live together in this life, and in the age to come have life everlasting. Thank you, Lord, for that blessing. Now you may rise and greet one another. You may greet one another.